You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends. Good evening. How's everybody doing? Thank you for just holding on for a few seconds, but I'm excited about tonight. Well, I get excited about every Thursday night. But anyway, I'm going to talk about last Sunday, but remember, I told you that the word of God was clear about what he said, and it is, I am performance free. So guys, I'm believing that you took that note and you put it in, took it from your head to your heart. And so I'm telling you, there is a lot. So I want to go over what you got last Sunday. Remember, let me go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity to minister your word. I thank you for those who are watching and those who are listening as well. And I just thank you that for this international ministry that is manifesting. And I thank you in advance for the word that was sown. It fell on good ground. And as a result of that, we can't get away from it, because it's in our spirit. And once it's in our spirit, it's in our life. And once it's in our life, that's what we walk in, that's what we talk in, that's what we live in, and that's what we rest in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So make sure you talk to Shell through the comment section, because the title of this message tonight is, I am performance free. And that says a lot. So tonight, I want to celebrate this happy hour. I want to celebrate our freedom from performance. And I'm going to go a little bit about what performance looks like, because we're free from it. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to have more energy, more excitement. Guess what? You're going to have more friends, because people are going to want to be around you. See, I done got started already. So our freedom from performance, performance was a lifestyle. Until last Sunday, performance was a lifestyle. In that lifestyle, we use performance for an acceptance. We want to be accepted. We want to be liked. We want to be respected. So we use performance to do whatever we would need to do or thought. So if one person says something about how nice our suit was, then in our mindset, well, I better wear a nicer suit next week. If somebody said they liked our hair, then I got to make sure I get my hair done every week. If somebody said I liked your car you drive. So, see, performance is always attached to an outcome is always attached to something that we do. And here's the magic word, we get attention for. So when we get attention, and it started as that little boy and that little girl, we got attention for something. And as a result of that, what we looked for was, how can I get that attention again? How can I feel that way again? How can I be at a place where, so like, for example, one of the challenging things that a person face as a professional athlete is, they've been known all over the world. People signed up, you know, want their autograph. They pay for their shirts or their footballs or their basketball and all those types of things. And one of the biggest challenges they face is when it's time to retire, because their performance dictated their worth. Okay. So that lifestyle of performance, it dictated about us being accepted, about us being approved. You know, if you're the person in the meeting and all of a sudden you come up with the best idea, but you continually do that, then before you know it, people are going to look to you for the idea. And so your worth is in that. Okay. Your status. What is the biggest status you ever possessed? That's the question, Shell. So please write to in the comment section, what's the biggest status that you ever possessed and got known for? And then all of a sudden somebody else came into the company, or somebody else sung better than you, or preached the word better than you, or drove better than you, or dressed better than you. What was that performance like until it came to an end, because it was driven by outside circumstances instead of inside glory? Man, that's a... Okay, all right, I'm looking at shit. Y'all doing okay? All right. We use performance was a lifestyle even to bring in glory. You know, if you were the person, man, you preached that service today, boy, or you sung that song, or you did this. But see, this is the catch. When performance is ingrained in us, it is our acting out. So that glory I'm talking about is our glory, not his glory, our glory. Okay? So, but I'm telling you, I'm excited about this because these things happen. I'm going to tell you what all took place, so you can be excited about everything that took place that you no longer have in your life pertaining to performance. Okay? So the definition of performance is the execution of an action. That means you're going to do something or act out something. So it has action attached to it. Okay? It is a fulfillment of a promise or a request. You know, somebody says, well, will you love me? Will you make sure you take care of me? Will you be with me? And it's a promise that a person makes. You know, you tell Billy Bob, you and your spouse going out on a date, and Billy Bob starts crying with the babysitter, and all of a sudden you tell him, well, tomorrow, because you hoping he end to be asleep by the time you get back from your date. And so, well, tomorrow make sure that you get your favorite ice cream. So that performance was driven by, I'm going to give you something, or I'm going to fulfill or follow through with what I said I would do. But this is where performance change. It's an attitude leading up to a set of behaviors. So if I do this, I get this. So then we grow into this mindset about using performance to get what we want. As long as I perform, or as long as I have that set of behaviors. Do you know some people who don't know how to say no? So people gravitate towards them because they say, hey, if we go to a restaurant, and you'll start to notice, and if this is you, you got free of it last Sunday. Or what you would do is like, hey, you know, you'll finally say where you want to go eat. And what will take place is they'll say, nah, let's go to such and such place. So it's not really where you want to go, it's where they want to go. But what happens is, based off performance and based off that attitude or belief system, in order to be liked, I have to pay. So you'll go to that restaurant that you don't want to go to, and you'll pay a price because the other person say, I don't need to pay, because they always pay. But what happens is, based off your performance of getting worth by paying, then you continue to pay. So that attitude will start to crop up when you need that behavior to be liked. So you'll pay. Okay. It refers to so this is what I'm talking about, because some people are going to ask me, Pastor, but you know, aren't you supposed to perform? But you need to perform for the right motives. The wrong motives behind our performance is not the performance itself, is our attitude behind it. Our need for, listen to what I'm saying, our need to be loved. So if I'm loved, I'll perform. But God's performance in us. So one of the first things he told me, and you guys want to write this down and you want to just chew on it. You just want to meditate on it, because he called me into a ministry about relationships. First starting with myself towards him, then my wife, and then it started to expand outward. So if I don't love myself, I can't. People can fake it. I can't love her, and I can't love others. But this is what he told me. He said, Paul, because you are loved, you perform. Because you are loved, you perform. And I've heard a lot of people will text me and say, well, you know, I've never been around a ministry where the pastor laughs a lot. Well, if I don't have to perform, then I can laugh. Because one of the characteristics about not being able to laugh is that wasn't in your household. So everything was so serious. You know, everything was taken as if it was a life and death matter. But when you are loved, you can laugh. I'm serious about that, guys. So just check yourself, and you can let us know. Was your family setting one where it was always serious or always playful? All right. So I'm going to give you the definition of, because I'm loved, I perform. This performance is love and trust based. So because I'm loved, I can trust God to do what he said he was going to do. So we had the praise team singing last Sunday. Miss Ashley was singing, and she was singing, and she sung, I think it was three songs, but on that third song, everything was building up. And so I had already worked on putting the teaching together. We already had it set up on the PowerPoint. But when God's love showed up, in the sense of the whole congregation started to enter into this relationship of this song that was being sung, I am loved, or I love you, or you love me, something like that. It's one of those. And the glory of God came. So I had to walk out the room to compose myself. And then he said, I want you to teach on performance. Now, I don't have anything written down about that. And you guys know I normally have all my stuff written down already in advance. And so because I'm loved and I have the love and trust between God and I trust him to tell me exactly what to say, when to say it, how to do it. And so a part of that performance based off love says, I perform from God's destiny and love for our life. So whenever I am performing based off I am loved, my performance is from God's destiny and love for our life, or my life, since I'm making it personal. But it's attached to giving and blessing in mind. So it has no thing about myself. It has it all about God. So I'm just telling you, this is what took place with you last Sunday. So you're going to perform out of God's destiny. That means that's where he wants your life to go. That's what the areas of your life that he wants to manifest. And don't just think that God's destiny is for pastors. It's for anyone that calls him God. Have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you are within that family. So don't just think pastoral. Think you can have the anointing or the destiny as a husband, as a wife, as a child. And God has special plans for you. So, and in that God's destiny and in that love for our life, it's steeped with giving and blessing in mind. So everything that's being done when you perform based off his love for you or us, it always has giving and blessing in mind. This is the thing that people have a challenge with sometimes. They think in terms of, well, if I give this or I do this, then I need to be blessed in return. Well, once we understand God's destiny and love for our life, and the giving and blessing is a part of that, is in our mindset, what happens is he sees to it that we are taken care of. He sees to that. Okay? So the other component about because I'm loved, I perform, it has no outside motives, only to bring God glory. That's what happened to you last Sunday. There was no outside motives. I mean, you guys were clear, questions were being asked, discussion was being had. And, you know, one of the things that made me smile was people weren't looking at their watch. I mean, some people who normally do, you can see their feet moving because they're thinking, well, I've been in here long enough and so forth and so on. But those things were not taking place. So there was no outside motive, only to bring God's glory. So because I'm loved, I perform. Guys, that's what happened to you last Sunday. You, this week, if God did something with you this week that was unusual for you, because you were not having to perform for love, you were loved, so you performed. So if he did something this week for you, please just put it in the chat section so that we can hear about it, okay? In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, in the New Living Translation. Check this out, guys. Okay, are y'all ready? Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. There's no such thing as a self-made man. I don't care how smart they are. I don't care how rich they are. I don't care how much they got. Well, one man, God said, I have made them for my glory. So because I'm loved, I perform. I perform based off the fact that I was created to bring him glory. Well, Pastor Paul, how you walk in that peace? Well, because I stay in his glory. Well, have people said ugly things about you? Yes, they have, but I stay in the glory. Or better, I can say, was virtuous. I always go back to that glory. And guys, as you start to get into praise and worship, spend time listening to a place that takes you to a place where you are at a level of peace, rest, and the anointing that you have not seen in a while. But the more you train yourself to stay in his glory, the more your ideas will come, the more your rest will come, the more your anointing will come. You will have insight into situations and circumstances that you, your person, does not have the answers to. But when you're in his glory, which he created us for, and you don't have any outside power or anointing you're trying to get, you're just staying in his glory and letting him do what he does. And so that's why, because you're loved, you can perform. So our freedom last Sunday said this. Okay.
Nicole says that she actually had fun at work.
Okay.
And that rarely happens. Okay. She's rested a lot more this week while working instead of being exhausted by Friday.
Oh, thanks for sharing this. Thank you. I'm telling you, this day is real, guys. So our freedom last Sunday said this. So this is what I wanted to go over. God gave us the right to belong. What happened to you?
Nicole also says, and the Holy Spirit showed her a counterfeit this week.
Ooh, so tell us about it.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Nicole.
Type it in, Nicole. All right, so last Sunday, this is what God said. God gave us the right to belong. See, some of us have always wanted to belong, but nobody would accept us. And guys, I'm just telling you, spirit to spirit is what draws people, okay? And that's whether it's the anointing of God or your spirit or your listening to something else. So if you would be willing to do anything to belong, the person that you're going to draw spirit to spirit, the person who is willing to take from you. Yeah, and you can read that any way you want to. But when he gave us a sense of belonging, that means that we can say no. That means we can say no, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Okay? All right, what you got, Shane?
Nicole says, okay. Another cleaning company put in a request for service to find out their pricing. The Holy Spirit said, Google them. And she found out it was a waste of time for sure.
Glory to God. Thanks. There it is right there.
Wow. And Madeline says she enjoyed going to work this week.
Enjoy going to work. Okay, y'all get ready for this because I'm dead. Last week, y'all got. Okay? God gave, y'all check this out. Last Sunday, he made us pleasing. Now, I'm going to go there. So, I'm going to tell you in advance. When you go in the mirror, you know, you might spend a lot of time putting makeup on, and that's fine. Guys do it too. Combing the hair, shaving, whatever. But you're going to see somebody different in the mirror. You're going to see somebody different in the mirror because he made us pleasing. Last week, he allowed us to see ourselves as pleasing. But what we look at, what we see, we're going to be pleased about it. We're going to be pleased about how we look. We're going to be pleased about what we're wearing. We're going to be pleased just by, because I'm loved, I perform. So I don't have to be pleasing to others as long as I'm pleasing to him. So you're going to see yourself different. So all those things you ever said about, this is ugly, if I just get this, he made you pleasing last Sunday. He allowed you to see what he sees. And he's pleased with us, because guess who made us? He gave us the ability to know that we are known and still loved. What do I mean by that? Last Sunday, what he did was he allowed us to be known naked and unashamed. A lot of things we hide. We don't think nobody knows we're doing this, or we're sneaking here, or we're drinking this, or we're smoking this, or we're watching this. But last Sunday, he allowed us to know, for us to know that he knows that we are known. And he said we're still loved. So he never took his love away once he allowed us to see that he knew all along what was going on. I'm just telling you what happened. So last Sunday, the freedom said, I am known and I'm still loved. So he's not withdrawing any love from us. He said, I made them an original and not an imitation. Uh-oh. So there's certain shows that some of us watch where we're thinking about what that person got on. I got to get that. I got to get this. I got to get into the next fashion trend. I got to do this. But he made us an original. And that's what he wanted us to know last Sunday. I'm just talking about last Sunday because, guys, I don't know what y'all did after y'all left service. But, man, I was just floating. I was so excited about just doing what he told you to do and see the results that he gives. Now, some of y'all got to get this, but I've had it. And I just thank God that he gave it to you last Sunday. Last Sunday, he gave us the ability to laugh, even at ourselves. Y'all know people that can't laugh at themselves, right? Last Sunday, he gave that to you. The ability to laugh at yourself, where you're not taking yourself so serious. If you tied your shoe and one shoelace came off, some people couldn't laugh about that. Or, you know, they say, give me a $10 bill in the store and you give them a 20. I mean, some people take that stuff so serious because their performance was based off never making a mistake, never being seen as wrong. But that's not how God did. He gave us the ability to laugh. So guys, you know, don't try to hold it in. Just receive it. Laugh, okay? He gave us rest. Uh-oh, Nicole, this one is for you. He gave us rest from being a workaholic. I ain't saying Nicole is a workaholic. I just know she works a lot. I know we work a lot. He gave us rest from being a workaholic. That means that we can do what we need to do and rest in the mindset of it. It doesn't have to be the tension. It doesn't have to be the pressure. It can be, I'm so relaxed and I'm getting more done. I'm telling you. Let's see what else he said that last Sunday. Uh-oh. These cuss words right here. Yeah. He gave us freedom from having to have the perfect image. Perfect hair. The perfect weight. The perfect clothes, the perfect car, the perfect career, the perfect relationship. Last Sunday, he gave us freedom from having to be perfect. Man, can you imagine if one strain of hair is out, you don't have to run back to your car and get it straight. If you got a wrinkle in your pants, you don't have to change, or your dress, or your car might have some pollen on it, although you had it washed. Now, we respectfully take care of the things that we have or we're blessed with. See, this is different. You have to be perfect. He gave us the ability that we are free from having to be perfect. Y'all ready for this one? Okay, what I got you? 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. He gave us the freedom to receive gifts without having to give a gift back. Understand what I'm saying? He gave us last Sunday the ability to receive gifts. Somebody want to bless you without you having to bless them back. Because there's something in that that says, I'm not worthy of the gift that I received, so I got to give you a gift back to compensate for what was given to me. But because I'm loved, I perform. So let me end with this real briefly. The world systems equal self-esteem. So you won't hear me use the word self-esteem when I'm teaching God's word. I use the word self-worth because this is the system of self-esteem. This is how they add it up. Performance, that's what we do. Others' opinion is what others think or say about us, equals self-esteem. Confidence in your own worth, abilities, or merit as an individual. But you can only be confident about your own worth and abilities and merit if you have the opinions of others and you perform up to their standard. Check this out. This is how God looks at it. God's self-worth system. Self-worth equals God's truth about us. Let me repeat that. Self-worth equals God's truth about us. So whatever he said, whether I'm walking in it, whether I'm living in it, whether I'm talking in it, whether I'm walking in it, it still doesn't change his worth for us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 in the Amplified, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now remember, in verse 131, I skipped a few verses. God has made everything. Everything. When he came to mankind, making us, this is what he said. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Not just good, but very good. And he validated it. Completely, not partially, not a little bit. And there was evening and there was morning in the sixth day. So guys, because I'm loved, I perform. Because my God told me that I was very good and he validated me. God calls you into ministry, or let me rephrase it. God calls you into life. He validated us. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you in advance for this opportunity, the fun that I had in coming with this. And I just thank you in advance that congregation and those who will watch and receive a supernatural gift, that because they are loved, they can perform. But they perform from a totally different place than they ever have. And there is peace, rest, the anointing, and joy attached to it. And I thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. or call at 866-333-9505.